This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We do have the good doctor on the line, Dr. Huete, on Ring a Doctor. Dr. Huete, always a pleasure talking to you. How are you doing?
I'm okay for now.
I'm okay, man. I want to give you a scenario. This scenario is very typical. Well, at least in my experience, you see a guy mixing up some raw eggs, some peanuts, some bananas and yogurt, and he's saying, "Ya wabona lukhono wona? Ai, no, ngase mo kweni." And I'll be looking at it like, this is disgusting, man. People go to such lengths to cure something called erectile dysfunction. And I'm glad that you're here. You're going to bust some of these myths, man. We all have our own definition of what erectile dysfunction is. But please tell us in some medical terms. Explain to us what's happening.
Okay, erectile dysfunction is the inability to achieve or maintain an erection sufficient for satisfactory sexual performance. Yeah, in simple terms.
I like the definition because it's broad. Now, what causes it?
Usually, we look at lifestyle diseases like diabetes, baby sugar, and hypertension, baby high blood. A person who has high cholesterol or who is obese, you know.
Oh, okay.
He has a weight, a massive weight, let me call it that. Who has this thing called testosterone deficiency, you know.
Oh.
Like you have low levels of it, yes. And also we look at in rare cases, people who are on prostate cancer treatment. Yeah, those are the common things. Other things are psychological matters, relationship issues, or even anxiety to perform.
Oh, stage fright. Is that like stage fright?
Stage fright, yes.
Okay, very interesting, I gotta say. So these things that I've been describing to you when we began our conversation, do they even begin to help this complex medical condition? Who makes some mildly the peanuts and does it even work? Because, you know, you could save our lives, man. People are into these things.
I know. Those ones are recommended for gym. You know, people who want to bulk up or tone up. Not really. Yeah. They don't help.
Does the gym help when it comes to erectile dysfunction?
100%. You know, taking regular exercising, you know, losing weight is another way of even controlling the lifestyle modification diseases like diabetes and hypertension, and also cholesterol, the ones I've mentioned already.
So the more I bulk up on those muscles, you know, those guys, does it mean they are better now because they are big? They've been lifting weights and stuff. Does it make them better than me with my little mukaba?
The bulking up alone is not recommended today. I recommend cardio. You know, when you do cardio exercises. Now we're talking now.
I got a lot of respect, Jarba Bonaga di Oba, you know. But the doctor is saying otherwise. So I'm going to take what the doctor is saying, man. In your opinion, does it prompt infidelity in marriages or in relationships?
Of course. You know, once the head of the house doesn't perform very well, and then we tend to point fingers to say, how is the head doing now? Because some even, you know, they tell us, and then it's not a good thing.
And I would suppose that because you spoke about the psychological impact that it has, but then if I realize that I've got this problem and I begin to worry about it, it certainly gets worse and worse and worse. But how do I snap out of psychological problems? It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. Counseling is the best way to go because now psychologically it's going to impact on your fiance or your wife or your girlfriend. So what you need to do is get help immediately so that you can identify what exactly is the cause. Sometimes you might find it's pure psychological cause, whereby it can be, you can attend sessions, psychology, with a psychologist or a psychiatrist, then they can be able to help you.
You know? And you know, sometimes the partner, the wife, there are some things they can say that just exacerbates the situation.
Yes.
You know? Now, we've been talking about lifestyle and everything. I want us to talk about self-medicating. Does it work when we're dealing with erectile dysfunction, or it's just superficial?
Self-medication. Actually, I wouldn't recommend it per se, because we need to identify what's causing the issue, the erectile dysfunction. Because self-medication, not if you're interfering with an undiagnosed problem you have, and in fact, you're making it worse. Making it worse to an extent that people believe in self-medication a lot.
The thing is, doctor, if you go to maybe the garage now, if you go to the filling station and utenegamushopong, you'll find different products there. Hey, what strong, what, hey, ngunzi. You know, there are a lot of these things. But I just, you know, just take the pill and then, and there's a lot of them. There are a lot of them. Do you advise against them, or are you for them?
I advise against them until you know what's causing the problem. You know, because it will save you from those things are temporary boosters, but entirely your stress. You don't know what's causing your problem, and it's even getting worse. Because now you can't live without the boosters. What's going to happen next?
There's sometimes, you know, a guy is as normal as it gets. But they just like experimenting, and then they go and buy those things, those pills from the garage. Do they have any long-term effects, especially when you take them without need?
Yes, some has heart effects, kidney effects, and they might not end up working. You might tend to overdose now. You see, that's another problem.
So you don't advise to take those things?
I don't advise at all, especially from a doctor, or who deals with mental health, who can be able to assist.
Well, I hope some of my friends are listening, because I've got friends who go there. I just won't mention their names, but hey.
Yeah, you can refer them to me.
I think I'll do that, man. And of course, we've got a lot of experts. You know, if you go to the hood or you go to the village somewhere, they'll tell you, I want you to tell me, as a medical doctor, which one? Is it the scientific medical doctors or the traditionals? Who are the best?
The famous men's clinic.
Yeah. I want you to tell me, between the traditional ones and you guys, the ones that went to Medunza and the likes, which ones are the best when it comes to dealing with erectile dysfunction?
Let me comment first on the medical ones. Usually, there are drugs such as Viagra, of which you cannot take without having the recommendation by a doctor. It's the Viagra and the likes, you know, it's a common drug, yes. And then it's also contraindicated, like it has a side effect of which, let's say you take it in, a person who has high blood pressure takes it. It's a risk. Yeah. So we evaluate risk and recommend other drugs as well. So in the traditional side of things, I don't have the specific drugs that I can recommend, you know, because there you don't know what they have mixed of what dose is there.
Yeah.
People tend to use them. And some have been using them for a longer period without having problems. So I'm saying do what's best for you, as long as you know that it's safe. you know.
All right. Our resident doctor, Dr. Huete, who's the executive director of Kyalami Medical Solutions, and it's a mobile practice. You can call them at any time. Give us your socials, Dr. Huete.
Okay. I'd like to repeat my cell phone number again. It's 065 924-1723. And on social media, with Facebook at Kyalami Medical. Also on Instagram is Kyalami Medical, and Twitter is Kyalami Medic.
Kyalami Medical, Dr. Huete, always a pleasure talking to you. Take care. We will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tadaso. There you have it. There you have it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.